Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builder's Supply Outlet, JC Restoration, and Baird & Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I'm David Hochberg, your host. The river's dyed green. We are loaded with experts in studio. Jill Van Riet from Baird & Warner Realtor. We've got mold remediation, water damage remediation, any type of remediation expert. Pete Marrero from JC Restoration. Tom Janke, the Mr. 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Center. Tom Janke from Builder Supply Outlet. Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement. But we start every day, every Saturday, I should say, with Elwood Bunny. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
That's the Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and picture line. Call, text, and picture line. If you've got any questions, you could give us a call. You don't feel comfortable talking on air, you could send us a text. If you have a home improvement challenge, you could send us a picture on the MegaPros call, text, and home improvement photo line. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn here. Jill, why don't you introduce yourself, young lady?
I am Jill Van Riet. I'm a realtor with Baird & Warner and based out of the Hampshire, Algonquin area. And my phone number is 224-772-4086.
We've got next to you, you're going to be talking about the development out west that you're working on, that there are homes for sale.
Yes.
Which our listeners are looking for homes to sell as well as buy. There's a lot of buyers out there that have gotten stung with the 0.75 point increase in rates over the past 3 weeks that we've been warning people about forever. And now it's put a little extra oomph, better get going. And you've got homes and lots for sale out with what's the name of the property?
It's Saracen Farms, and it's one of the new communities I'm working with. It's in Hampshire, right off of 90, in their semi-custom and custom homes. It's really amazing, so I'll be talking about that.
And how do you say that town again?
Hampshire.
Hampshire.
Not Hampshire.
I said Hampshire in an ad. My God. You would think I'd called somebody's mother
a Hampshire.
No, there was Hog. Hog is named Hampshire.
Well, I said Hampshire or something. No,
You said Hampshire, and it's Hampshire.
I said Hampshire, and like you would think I would have called somebody's mother a bad name because everybody came literally unglued. So
is that like the Oakbrook Mall?
Yeah, Oakbrook Mall instead of the Oakbrook Shopping Center. Okay, next to you, if you want to watch, we've got all the technical challenges. I've been told Erica and Brendan have been working tirelessly to get all the technical challenges figured out. You can go on Facebook to WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. Like us there. Check us out. All the hissing's gone. All the technical challenges there. You still have to see Joe Hogle's face. We haven't figured out a way to do any digital enhancing, Joe, but
yes,
they're still
working. Yes, you could do it with green makeup.
They're still right, because against the green screen. Put a green bag over your head, and that would improve what's going on. But Pete, what are you going to be talking about?
Hey, good morning, listeners. It's Pete Marrero, Senior Manager, JC Restoration. We're going to be talking ice dams. We're Chicago's premier restoration contractor, serving since 1982.
Two weeks ago,
39 years.
Jeremy Togel's last show before Joe came back, the week before, we were bombed. It was like 30 below, and we got ice dams up the wazoo. Like every other call was ice dams. Now, all the snow's gone. Okay, you know, we've had a nice little run of warm weather. Now, the remnants and damage is left upstairs of all the ice dams that our listeners have no idea what's going on.
We're still getting the calls. We're still getting the calls. In fact, we are actively taking calls. We're seeing homes still retaining moisture, hardwood flooring, drywall. You see a little little spot, but beyond that, you have insulation, and it's soaked, and they need help. And you can reach us 24/7, even on the weekends, holidays, at 800-956-8844.
And next to you, if you go to Facebook, WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago, to check us all out, is Tom Jahnke wearing black because it's thinning, very thinning outfit.
So thinning.
Very thinning. You look
Not
fantastic.
Not that I need it, but, you know, hey, well, it helps.
It doesn't hurt. 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center, you are still gangbusters.
Absolutely gangbusters. Yeah, it's it really hasn't slowed down. And the amazing thing is we had January and February, which is typically like our March. You know, March is the tax return.
Sure.
Everybody comes out. Everybody wants to get their projects done prior to the soccer season or football season with their kids, you know, sports.
Putting their house on the market.
Putting their house on the market. And I will tell you, it is just, it's been gangbusters for 6 or 7 months.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can call us at 708-343-3900, or better yet, go to our website, and it is buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Yeah, just give your website.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
I know, but that's all I got there. Hang on.
You just said, don't use your phone number, and they use your phone.
I understand, and that's why David just...
All right, hold on. How about this?
Wrong.
Nope, that's not... Hold on. I'm trying to... Wait.
Megapros.com.
That's it.
So, but I think you should go with this.
Yeah.
Personally.
It's not going to do anything.
It makes me feel happy. Hold on. I just want to do it one more time. Hold on. Hold on. I'm happy right now. I was a little down. It makes me happy. That's all I have to say.
I'm glad you're going to get
okay.
You were just doing that to mute him, weren't you?
Yes. 312.
You totally walked over everything I had to say, which would include send me a picture and a question for any home improvement needs.
All right. We're gonna take a quick break. The river is dyed green. Kudos to the leaders of the city of Chicago for not telling anybody what you were going to do because you didn't want packs of people down here. Because last year they had to cancel it. If everybody remembers, we were in the thick of the COVID craziness. Last year at this time, they can't. I was down here doing the show alone because they canceled the show and GM put a COVID lockdown and everything. If you're not a host, you're not coming in and everything else. So a lot of things happened the past year.
I was with you last year on this date.
On this date. And then after that, nobody came in the studio for like three, 4 months.
Yeah.
So it was a little lonely, but I made it. And we made it. And the show made it. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you. Tommy's going to be talking about all of the wonderful things going on and new doors that they're offering at Builder Supply Outlet after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Sally, thanks for hanging out for so long.
Oh, no problem. First of all, before I ask my question, I have to tell you, I love your sarcasm and all the fun you guys have with each other.
I don't know what she's talking about.
There you go.
We got a 3-hour real estate show. If you don't have fun, you're driving into railroad embankments, and then you're suing WGN. Well, love of God, lighten up, folks.
Lighten up, Francis.
When I have you on Saturdays, I'm not only learning, I'm laughing. So thank you.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Joe, we got to put that on the back
of the
shirt.
I like the learning and laughing.
We got learning and laughing.
Got to put that. Better way to learn than laugh?
We got to. Well, that's how we made it through high school, both of us. pretty much all of college. 312-981-7200. I think we need to put that. That's our slogan.
Learning and laughing.
Learning and laughing. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Well, let's not go that far. 312-981-7200. And why are you looking at me when you say that?
You know.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, podcasts of previous shows, and now videos of segments of the show.
No.
Yes.
Is this real, Brendan?
This is going big
Erica
time.
And Brendan have figured it out. I'm amazing. You can go to WGN Radio. You go to Facebook, WGN Radio, Home Sweet Home Chicago, and you can also
follow
us. Do you
think anybody's going to do it?
How many people are on there right now?
We should give somebody a house.
We've got 13 people on there right now, which was 13 more than last week. So we've increased it by 1,300%.
Nice.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. To get all of our information, and now you can submit questions as well on Facebook. Somehow, some way, they figured that out. Mm-hmm. All these kids today with this technology.
But they still have a text line that they could...
We still have a text, a picture, and call line, 312-981-7200, which is sponsored by the fine people at Mega Pro. So, Tommy, let's talk about these Forever Doors. What are they? You've been doing a lot of commercials on them. I've been hearing them on WGN as well as other stations all in the marketplace here. What are Forever Doors? What should our listeners be aware of? Why should they even be concerned about them? And why are you, like, selling them at record pace?
Because they're really great doors. How about that?
Okay.
Can we just leave it at that?
All right.
Okay.
All right. JC Restoration, ice damming. Okay.
Here we go.
Forever Doors. The difference between these doors, number one, is we have the exclusive on this product. Now, we have the test products in right now. We've just placed our initial orders for them. But this door, you know, everybody's familiar with wood doors. And in this climate, wood doors are a problem.
But a question. Are they interior or exterior?
This is exterior.
Exterior doors. Okay.
So, again, wood doors, exterior, the kind of winter we had, it can be, you know, damaging
hard to
doors.
Yeah, very hard on them.
And then, you know, all along comes fiberglass. Mm-hmm. Fiberglass, you know, it's got the insulation value to it, and it doesn't have the deterioration like what a wood door would with the type of climate changes we have. So this Forever Door is actually made of composite. And composite is done in a closed caption mold, so there's no porosity to it. But the other thing is the foam they inject into it, and Joe would know this one. They typically put an SPF wood inside of a fiberglass door to encapsulate it for the lock set area in some of the styles. This company actually uses what's called an LVL. And LVL is basically laminated plywood. It's really, really strong, much stronger than just putting a piece of wood like a 2x4 inside of the cavity. So these doors are enormously heavy. But what makes them really unique is not only the structural part of it, but also the finish on it. And the finish that they put on these doors is the exact same finish that they do on pianos. It's a 12-step process. So when you look at a wood door, you stain a wood door, and the stain impregnates into the wood, and then you use a urethane over it. And then typically, depending on your exposure to the sun, you might have to re-urethane it every year, every 2 years, every 3 years. When you get into fiberglass, lots of times you'll have to re-urethane it. But this one right here, this finish is actually, it's this 12-step process. This finish is, right now, it's guaranteed for 10 years, even in our weather.
Wow.
But it's a really heavy door. There is nothing like it. And when you look at this composite door, it also comes with the composite jams. So it's literally maintenance-free.
Joe, why is that important?
So that composite jam, you put that on all of your doors, don't you? Like,
well,
you have to make a custom door, you're using a composite jam?
If they want. I mean,
Tommy, that is the best thing in the world. That's where your doors...
Why, though? Why?
Because that's where it's going to rot.
You know, for right. Our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, what is a jam and why is that important?
The jam is the box the door goes into, right? So that's the part that comes down onto the concrete.
It's the framework.
Right.
Right.
So the frame around the door, that's what hits the concrete. That's where the water sits, the snow sits, the ice sits, and that's what rots.
And it actually eats into a wood jam. Right. And a typical wood jam is a pine jam that is finger jointed and then painted. So we use that as a standard jam, but then we have the upgrades. Now, in this Forever Door, it not only comes with the jams, but the threshold, a lot of thresholds out there, the underside of the threshold has wood, which will rot out because just like what Joe said, that's where moisture can get in. All the thresholds on these doors, the underside, that's all composite too.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% composite.
So that's why they could guarantee it for such a long period of time because it's not eating itself away due to the weather changes that we have here, which are so harsh and so dramatic.
Right.
I mean, it was 30 below a couple of weeks ago.
You know what, Tom? If your jam goes, now your door's sitting crooked and the whole thing's gone. You could have a great door and your jam's gone.
That's exactly it. And, you know, the beauty part about this is, you know, I kind of feel like Ron Popeil. You set it and you forget it.
You kind of look like Ron Popeil.
You
kind of act like Ron Popeil, the way you pitch yourself.
I could see you holding one of those fisherman things.
No, I'm thinking Steam Away.
Steam Away, yeah. Fisherman. I could see him in a number of different Ron Popeil.
Right. Yeah.
And all you kids out there in the back seat, who's Ron Popeil? Just Google it, and you'll find out what we're talking about.
Or Google Tom Jenke.
That's exactly it. You can see one and the same. I think it was my brother from a different mother.
It'll link him right to Tom Popeil.
Exactly.
Tom Popeil. Hey, is this what that lady was talking about, all the having fun on on air. Thank you very much. But I will tell you, we're going to be fully stocked on these doors in a couple of months. We do have doors in-house right now, but our big shipment's going to be coming, and we are going to have the exclusive on this product. So if you look at it from a price standpoint, it's going to be a little higher than fiberglass, but it's going to be less than wood.
Got a question for you.
Sure. What,
do they come in different colors as well? The color variety, you've got a huge choice pack factor when you go into all those other different types of doors. Is this door, even though it's a 12-step process, are there a number of different colors that our listeners could choose from?
No. So what happens is, in this situation, in our first, because it's our trial with it, everybody's going for a darker color, so it's going to be a darker walnut color. However, we are bringing some... Now, these are front doors that I'm talking about.
Sure.
We're also bringing in some of their rear doors, like an individual going out to a patio, and we're bringing out the new smart door. And actually, we'll have the first samples in our showroom later next week. And the smart door is, you look at the door, and it's got clear glass, and you sit with a clicker or onto your phone, you hit the clicker, and it will automatically frost the glass.
Wow, that's cool. Whoa.
It is the coolest technology in the world, and we're going to have the exclusive in that door at our place. And that is also going to be on our order.
Do you have a sample in stock right now, or is
it's
coming?
It's on its way right now.
He's probably got one in his car. And
actually, in my car, you just hit a button and all the windows tint out.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So it's going to be called the smart door. And it has a small little transformer that will have to be embedded into the wall.
So you need an electrical source close by.
But you know what? Think about it. You're going outside. You always have an electrical source sitting right next to the door for the light for the outside. So it just couples onto that, goes into low voltage. But the coolest thing, you hit a clicker, or you can do it with your phone, and you just go from clear to frost.
Now, if you want to know what that pounding is, that's Tom Jenke beating the crap out of the console here because he's so excited.
No, he just didn't want you to cut him off.
I know.
Right. Hey, I'm animated. What can I say?
If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900, as Joe rolls his eyes, or go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Phone, text, and photo line are open. Sponsored by MegaPros, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break and come back with Warner, Kurt, and the other callers after these messages.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and picture line. We are here to help you. We got Pete coming up, Marrero from JC Restoration, talking about damages caused by ice dams and what they could do to help you with that. First out the stream, Wood Warner, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. How can we help you, buddy? You have some roof damage, it says.
Yeah, I kind of have two problems here. First of all, my house is worth about $200,000. I owe half that. I've got some major damage in the back of the house, right? And I think it would have to necessitate just ripping off the whole roof and starting over because it's really bad. I've got all kinds of leaks inside, and the drywall is totally destroyed. But I don't have $15,000 in my pocket to replace this roof. Now, I was wondering if I can refinance and get some of that cash out of there to fix this roof. But, of course, how can I refinance if a inspector comes in and sees all the damage and says, no, you can't refinance? So I'm kind of, I don't know what to do here.
Well, hang on. Is it like you don't have a complete roof on your house, or is the roof damaged?
It's all there, but it's leaking so bad, and it's because of those darn ice dams on both sides of my... In the back of my house, I have an add-on. And the roof there is very shallow. So, and then additionally, there were no eaves on the end of the roof for the water to drip off. It just, the roof ends right at the wall. So when the water drips, it just rolls down the wall. Consequently, it's rolling down inside the wall, too.
Pete?
Warren, I think if you have homeowner's insurance, you should speak with your agent if you haven't already. A lot of folks don't realize that ice dams... It's a covered loss. So all this damage you're describing, the interior stuff, even the roof stuff, that might be covered. And then all of a sudden, it's just your deductible, whatever your deductible is.
Have you called your insurance agent, Warner?
I called them a couple years ago, and they only would cover some slight repairs, and it was very little, and it was not nearly enough to fix this problem.
Joe?
Well, it got worse, though, right, Werner?
Oh, yeah, it got much worse. Much worse.
Well, here's what I would do. Why don't you call up your insurance agent and have an adjuster come out? So an adjuster who could set eyeballs on it can, you know, he or she could identify and see where the problem is if it's an insurance claim.
Would JC want to look at it?
Yeah, I would suggest us coming out, taking a look, creating a report for you. So before you make these calls, you're well informed. We can give you a nice clean report with infrared camera images, moisture mapping, and a projection on what it would cost to get it all opened up, cleaned, and dried out. I would start there. Mm-hmm. And usually if that number exceeds your deductible greatly, everything else kind of falls in line.
And then to answer your question about taking money out to pay for a repair, there's something called a cost to cure that lenders allow homeowners to refinance to set money aside to do home repairs. The title company will hold it. You'll have to get a quote from like Lindholm Roofing in order to fix it and JC Restoration to fix the inside. And then file, you know, might have to file an insurance claim after, but there are ways to refinance while you're having a challenge, and the title company holds it aside and doesn't release that money to you until the job is done, and typically they release it right to the contractor that you get a quote from. We've done it with Joe a number of times where... Yeah.
And that works good because, like you say, Werner, you're kind of in a tight spot, right? You can't...
You don't have the resources.
You don't have the resources, and you need to fix. Cost to cure?
Right, because his home roof has a hole in it. Mm-hmm. You're taking money out of the house to cure the challenge that's there, the hole in the roof. He doesn't have an extra 15 grand. Could be 30 grand. Could be 50 grand once you know, Pete gets in there and says, oh, by the way, this water damage caused this type of structural challenge on this wall. We have to take down this drywall and we have to, you know, replace all this insulation and you've got some mold going on. We have to do this remediation. There's a lot of things I need to tell you. I mean, you've been doing this longer than me.
That's true, too, though. I mean, you could have mold remediation going on here as well.
Yeah, because of the prolonged moisture. Yeah. But, you know, we call it discoloration, and the insurance folks understand. Like, it's been holding moisture for several weeks.
There's definitely mold. I mean, it's obvious. You can see it.
All right. Well, here's what we're going to do. Warner, it's not safe. Okay, for you to live in a home with water damage, it has mold. It's not safe for only you. It's not safe for all the other listeners out there who have been experienced this problem, especially during the past 3 weeks due to the change in the weather. We went from below zero to 70 degrees in literally 28 days. Okay,
correct.
And so we went from ice damming and icicles 6 feet long off of people's homes, tearing off fascias, tearing off gutters, to now walking around in a windbreaker because it's 50 degrees and everybody's watching, you know, checking out the river being green, which is pretty damn cool. Okay, and last week we were walking around in our shorts. All right, it was 70 degrees. So this weather, our listeners got a lot of challenges going on in their house, you included, Warner, and we're going to hook you up with JC Restoration, okay? And then we'll come back to refinance if you need to refinance to pull the money out, or there might be an insurance claim where you don't have to refinance to use the insurance money to do all the work needed. How's that, Warner?
That sounds like great stuff, man.
All right, hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, so please hold on. 312-981-7200. Kurt, you got a big problem and a small problem all in one. How can we help you?
I don't really have a big problem. What it is I've got $50,000 that I owe on my home, and I went to the bank, and they said that I can get a home equity loan for $75,000 with a 1.9 interest rate for the first year. I'm just worried about what the interest rates are going to be doing after the first year.
Right. Well, here, you know, you can take out a little extra money to get a better phone, too. So here's what we're going to do. What do you do for a living, Kurt?
I drive a truck.
Okay. And where's the property at?
It's in Steger.
All right. Is it a home or is it a mobile home? Is it a standing home? Is it a condo? What is it?
No, it's a standing home.
Standing home. What's it worth?
About 130.
Okay. So you've got a ton of equity in the house. The best thing to do is to get a home equity line. Well, here, how much risk do you have? Are you very risk-averse, or, you know, are you good at paying a certain amount of money every single month into that mortgage to make it go away?
I've got an 820 credit score, and I pay extra on my mortgage, about $200 every month.
Databoy. How much of your money you have sitting in checking and savings right now, cash?
Uh, probably $5,000.
$5,000. Okay. And what's your mortgage payment without taxes and insurance?
About $430, $450.
$450. And this will knock it down to what? About $60-$70?
It'll knock it down to nothing except for, you know, have to pay back the home equity equity loan.
Correct. I like that idea. I want you to, I think that's a great plan. Take out the largest line of credit that you'd qualify for against the house. Continue making your $400 or $500 payment. Knock it down, throw $6,000 at it. I'd take the extra $5,000 you got sitting in checking and savings that's earning you nothing. Pay down your mortgage because you'll use that as your checking and saving and emergency account. That's what I would do.
$50,000.
Well, you're going to take out a line of credit up to 80% of the value of your current house, and they're going to use $50,000 of that when you close to pay off your existing house. Then you're going to take the $5,000 in your checking and savings, throw it into your line of credit to knock it down to $45,000 because your checking and savings account's earning you nothing. And then you're just okay. And then you're going to keep throwing $500 a month at it, and you're going to keep blasting it down by $5,000-$6,000 a year. And you'll have the sucker paid off in about 7-8 years. Okay?
Sounds great. Thank you, David. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. 31298. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. I know you're in a truck, but, you know, I'm sure you could use it when you get home. Right, Joe? 312-981-721.
Wait, he's a truck driver.
I know. He's a truck driver, but he's got a house, so he could use it in both places. If he has wood in his truck, he could use it on his wood.
You're not supposed to have wood in your truck.
312-981-7200. That's MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. Send all your emails and comments to him, not me. John in Des Plaines, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You've got ice dam challenges.
I do. We've incurred some damage at the end of February when everything froze and started to back up. We noticed some water coming into the house down the wall that is connected to a two-car garage. So my question is this. As a homeowner, obviously I have homeowner insurance. Is it in my best interest to call my agent first, or should I call somebody like JC Restoration and have them come out and at least educate me as to what I should be expecting when I'm talking to the adjuster?
All right, John, great question. We're going to take a quick break because it's at the quarter hour here. I have to take a quick traffic weather break here. So don't move, John. John, we're going to answer your question.
No,
Pete will come back with the answer to your question. This is a gigantic problem, okay? We've experienced literally a 100-degree spread in temperature in the past 30 days. Okay. 30 days ago, it was minus zero with the wind chill, and our listeners had six.
There's no such thing as minus zero, just so you know.
Okay. We'll get Tom Skilling on the phone. And
minus zero is not a thing. Think about it.
Okay. 312-9817. No, I'm not going to think about it.
Hey, move on.
I'm going to move on. I'll let him think about it.
Minus zero doesn't exist.
Because my head is like, it doesn't have the capacity to deal with
it's
that.
It's like
right
science
now.
Class.
I know. It's Joe Hogel.
Yeah.
Joe Hogel
it's
science
a, it's
class.
It's a whole nother.
Minus zero. Go ahead. Figure it out.
It's a whole nother.
Zero is like a place mark.
It's a whole nother class in theory that we don't want to go because we only have 2.5 hours left. 2 hours and 14 minutes. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with the answer to John's question from Pete Marrero of JC Restoration. Meaning,
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Right now, we're going to give our first gift card away. Sammy, are you ready for the drum roll there, Sammy? Hang on. We have a drum roll. We're all prepared here. Ready, Sammy? Okay, hit it.
A long right. Drum. Right. That,
you got the cymbals there? All right. So we got. All right. We need to produce that a little better for next week.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's Ashley's favorite, by the way. And Sammy's like yelling in my ear. I'm in payback time. Like I had nothing to do with it. But it was one of the best production pieces ever.
And Sammy was responsible.
Yeah, it was all Sammy. 100%. He did a great job with that 7-minute 100%. Drum roll. 312, I'm like, Sam, we need a drum roll. He had the whole band line up. And 312-981-7200, that is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We were talking about ice damming between the garage doors. Where do you see it most, Pete? I mean, you're in and out of homes.
So it's
going to
be the perimeter. The perimeter of the home. What we've learned is, and we saw this coming as restoration construction contractors. So we saw the weather patterns, and we saw, you know, a foot or two of snow followed by very cold temperatures, not cold enough to freeze pipes, but we saw that the ice would then freeze, and that's when you get the seepage because our homes, our businesses are warm, and then that's the ice dam effect. So, to answer John's question, we would come out. We highly recommend that you have JC Restoration come out. We do a courtesy inspection. We'll go around the home with infrared cameras and moisture meters and kind of help you to determine what's the extent of the damage. We kind of come up with a game plan, a protocol of what materials need to come out. Maybe we need to dry materials. The point is, you want to prevent mold. You want to prevent mold. So that's why we would get involved. I would take our number. If you've got a pen handy, it's 800-956-9546.
Yeah, I see your guys' trucks all over. Like, I live on in Des Plaines, northwest side of Chicago, and I see your guys' trucks all over the place. And that's why I figured I'd call in, because I do have this issue. I would love to have you guys come out. And from what I understand, from I've talked to some people, is a lot of times when there's like these big catastrophes that happen, they send adjusters out from all over the country that might not know what's going on in the Chicagoland area.
That's correct.
And yeah. Go ahead.
No, arm yourself with a proper inspection report. You know, have that up front. And so when your insurance guy comes out, you say, "Hey, here's the report. Here's the assessment
from a local expert." Okay, we see this in the summer, Joe, with the storm chasers that send out the sales representatives in their vans, and they start knocking on doors after hailstorms.
It has to be a local company.
It's got to be a local company. It's got to be a local company.
Yeah, once the insurance folks hear JC Restoration, we're well-known, they usually kind of take a big sigh of relief. Oh, you know, it's a trusted firm.
True. That's very true. And my customers have commented.
You know what? We're doing something that's very interesting. You guys would be surprised. We're doing something called a virtual claims experience. So once the insurance insurance adjuster realizes, you know, there's a claim, they'll have a contractor like JCR go in and do, it's almost like FaceTime. It's a certain link, and you go around the whole house, you show the damage, and it alleviates the stress of them going out. They trust the contractors, and we're able to move forward quickly.
Real quick, Shelly on Facebook, Shelly, thanks for the comment, said most insurance companies do not cover mold and mildew. Is that correct?
You know what? Unfortunately, yes. You would need a certain endorsement for mold coverage, and even then, it's expensive, and it would be limited coverage, you know, somewhere around maybe $10,000 to $15,000. That should take care of it, but again, you get with a contractor like JC Restoration. We know how to see these things. We know how to... if you go in saying, I've got mold, you're flagging yourself for a denied claim. But if you go in and you say, you know what, I might have some discoloration or some prolonged unmitigated water. Okay, now you're speaking the language. Now they understand. Or unbeknownst to you, you didn't know that this leak was happening.
There's a proper way to package your damage in your home. Exactly. If you do it the wrong way, it's not going to be covered. If you do it in a professional way that they understand it, in the right type of organizational pattern, hey, we had this professional come out, JC Restoration. They put their camera up. This is what they found. Here are the pictures. They put their moisture tester up there, whatever it's called.
Yep. Yep.
Right, you know, your moisturometer.
It's called a tray mix.
Yeah, okay, smart guy. All right.
All right. Tray mix. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, hang on, John. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. Whoops, hang on. I cut John off.
Thanks, John.
Hang on, John. I cut you off. What, you wanted to add another comment?
I did, really quick. I just called Tom Skilling, and there is no negative zero.
So no, smart guy.
You don't even have to call Tom Skilling. I could tell you that.
Hey, John, you just lost your Mr. Floor cleaning product, smart
now
guy.
Now we got Joe Skilling over here.
You can almost figure it out.
If he calls us, we'll help him out. Give us a call, John, at 800-956-8844.
312-981-7200. We had another comment down here from a texter. I'm a high school math teacher. Yeah. Joe's right. There is no minus zero. Okay. All right.
What do you mean, okay, all right? You make a big thing out of it when you're right.
What is it? Negative?
Negative.
Is that the proper way to say it?
Zero.
Below zero. Zero.
Below zero.
You can say
that's what.
Below zero.
Okay. You happy?
Fine.
Okay. We can't wait for that green bag to come. 312-981-7200.
We're saying negative one.
Okay. Below zero. We were below zero 30 days ago. Are all the math teachers okay?
I'm not really a math teacher.
God knows that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got a couple minutes before the break. Actually, a minute and a half. You want to leave our listeners with any other bits of information?
The thing about the ice damming is a lot of folks don't realize that it is covered. It more than likely, if you have good homeowners insurance, it's covered. You can have a contractor like JC Restoration come in, have us take a look, do a survey. survey and, like you said, package it together so you're well-informed, and then speak with your agent. But yeah, we'd love to help you. Please check us out on, we were talking Facebook earlier. We just hit a milestone at JC Restoration, 3,000 followers, whatever that means. So check us out there, please. JCR24.com, and our number is 800-956-8844.
Pete, one more thing, though. The important thing to avoid mold is to start the process. Get it done.
100%. Quickly. Yeah, get to air. It. Be proactive. Get to it before it gets to you.
Tom, Janky, Shelley, after the break, do they make garage doors on Facebook? 312. Hold on. Hold the answer. I got to hit a break. 312-981-7200. Keep the Facebook questions coming. WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builders Supply Outlet, JC Restoration, and Baird and Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We had a little contest during the break. We have a list of Ron Popeil's greatest inventions, and
I just found out.
I'm glad you said that. Okay, go ahead. There's one. Pocket Fisherman. Go ahead. Ronco by Ronco.
All right, what's that? It's Slice and Dicer.
The Chop-O-Matic.
Chop-O-Matic. And then he had the rotisserie.
Hang on. Let's go in order. The Chop-O-Matic hand food processor was one of the first.
Yep.
He followed that up with the Veg-O-Matic.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the Mandarin thing, thing that sliced and diced tomatoes, and you didn't even cut your finger.
Dave, you're a lot older than you look.
I am. Thank you. Appreciate that. I feel like I'm 90. But I feel tremendous. He had the Dial-O-Matic, which is the successor of the Veg-O-Matic, the Ronco Pocket Fisherman.
Yeah,
The Giant Dehydrator and Beef Jerky Machine. How could we have forgotten that?
Never remember
that.
Nope.
And I bought
everybody
this.
Loves beef jerky.
I bought the Electric Pasta Maker. I had one of those. I used to bring women over to my condo. I'm like, let's make some pasta.
No, you wanted to put makeup on, remember?
Yeah, well, that's why. That was in college.
Oh.
And then he had the Showtime. Tom, you're right. Rotisserie. Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue.
Set it and forget it.
It sold over 8 million units in the U.S. alone.
I got one of the 8 million.
Did you really?
It's in my basement, honest to God.
That's awesome.
You still have it?
I still have it, and I'm going to keep it for about another 40 years, and then it will be one of those priceless relics.
Right, exactly. So the Steam-Away is probably the most popular product, and it's not on your list.
How do you know about that product?
The Steam-Away, I worked in a factory or a warehouse.
A warehouse. And one fell off the back of a truck one day?
A couple.
found your way? Yeah. Found its way into the back of your truck?
So I had, at one time, I had a lot of Steam-Aways.
I'm sure you did. 312-981. Leave it alone.
I don't have any now.
Statue of limitations probably over.
In the back of his Gremlin, he was selling them.
I didn't have a Gremlin.
You were a Gremlin.
I had a van.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think it was a Gremlin.
The Gremlin van. 312-981-7200 out to Plainfield. Timmy, how are you?
Terrific. You've got a great show.
Well, thank you. Are you sure you're listening to Art? You sure you listen to WGN?
He's talking about Lou. He thinks we're Lou.
He thinks we're Lou, right? You know this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, not Mr. Fix It Show or House Smart with Lou Manfredini. So what's up there, Tim? How can we help you?
Well, my sister-in-law had a fire in her kitchen. And so firemen came in, put it out. And then the insurance company sent out a remediation company right away.
Sure.
And they cleaned the whole place up. And the same remediation company approached us and said, look it, we want to give you an estimate on what the repairs will be. Sign this paper, because if you don't go with us, we're going to charge you 2.5% of the estimate.
Ooh.
And as always, you know, you get several bids. Whoever else we called, they were happy to come out and give us an estimate, and everything was fine. We told the insurance company about this, and they said, well, yeah, it costs money to give out estimates. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, I want to just find out if that's normal.
I'm curious to know who the insurance company is. You don't have to share it. I also, I've never heard of that. So in 13 years, I've never heard of charging 2.something%, unless it was a public adjuster. I don't know all the details, but...
No, it's a major insurance company. a good insurance company. Okay. And it's also a major remediation company.
So wait a minute. How many homes have you been in and out of?
Oof.
Thousands?
Thousands.
Thousands. And Corey and your counterpart who's here, another couple of thousands, right?
Probably all in upwards to 10.
10,000 between the both of you guys. Mm-hmm. Have you ever charged for an estimation?
No.
No, but Pete, you have taught me about those public adjusters, though. They would charge you 2%.
Yeah, they're going to charge you a percentage of whatever the insurance folks are going to pay out.
But wait a minute. This was the remediation company, right, Tim, that came in and wanted to throw 2 points on top of it?
That's correct.
You know what? So here's what it is. It takes a lot of time to put those together. That is true. It could take a week or two just to put together a full quotation on rebuilding a home, whatever the case may be. What we would say is, and this is our approach is, if you're comfortable with JC Restoration, you know, you can hire us. We're not going to charge you anything yet, but hire us so we can legally start the negotiations with your insurance.
That's not what Tim is talking about here, is it, Tim?
No, we lose the bid. We lose the job. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, and that's it, exactly, that, you know, it wasn't a big fire, but it's something that, because my sister-in-law is still able to live in the house.
Okay.
But what it is that, like I say, we contacted two other companies, and, you know, it's tough to get them out in this day and age.
Sure.
But it was a situation where they said, no, there's no charge for this. We want your business. And like I said, we believe that by getting multiple bids, it makes it competitive and gives you an idea what the price range is.
To be honest, the truth is that when you have an insurance claim and you're using insurance proceeds, so the insurance company is going to review, audit, and adjust. You can get 10 or 20 estimates. It's really what the insurance folks are going to pay out. So you really have to get in with a company that, you know, get comfortable with these folks, because they're going to be in your property for anywhere from, you know, a week, 2 weeks to 6-8 months. And so that's really what it is. You know, I tell folks, do your research, go online, you know, make phone calls, ask for references. That's really the approach you should take.
All right, hang tight, Timmy. Thanks for calling. We're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. And let me tell you, there's no such thing as a small fire. Because when you call the fire department, they're coming in, right?
They guns a-blazing.
They don't know if it's a small fire or if your whole kitchen's on fire. They're coming in. And guess what? When they get done with that kitchen, Tim, it's not going to be a pretty sight. Their job is to make sure the fire's out, not to make sure they don't damage your marble. Okay, or make sure that your backsplash isn't damaged. They could give two beans what type of marble you have, what type of special countertop you have. They're there to put the fire out. And if it means breaking up the countertops with any type of equipment they have, they're going to put the fire out.
They'll kick your doors right down.
Yeah, and your new...
Not a forever door. They might break your foot.
312-981-7200. We're going to take... Judy, we're going to take your question. Come back after the break. Please pick Tim up on line two and find out what Mr. Floor cleaning product he would like. Judy, you got a question about water restoration.
Hello.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Great. You're on Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN in Chicago.
And I have a quick and simple question. So I obviously, because I live in Chicago, had water damage due to the snowstorm that we had, and even from like before, like when the winter started and the little snow that we had and stuff. So I started noticing that I started getting like water spots in my dining room, and then it started coming into like the ceiling in the dining room, in the living room, and in one of my bedrooms. But my question is, so when you guys come out and you guys inspect the roof and you guys inspect inside the house, if there's damage because of, like, let's say the water spots, do you guys also paint? Will you paint like the whole living room? Is my gutters, are they going to, you know, like, is that going to be part of it? Is that going to be like replaced as well?
So you're not only, the question is, do you not only remediate the challenges that our caller is having, Judy in Chicago, which she's having lots of challenges because if she's having all those watermarks, there's a lot of things going on behind the walls. You will then, after you remediate it, rebuild it.
Absolutely. You're describing ice damming. This is ice damming 101. So we would love to help you.
All right, hang tight, Judy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product to your choice. This is what's happening. Mm-hmm. We've got thousands of listeners like Judy right now. Not only in Chicago, and you knew she was from Chicago because she said Chicago, Chicago. That's the right way to say Chicago.
Yeah.
Don't say Chicago. It's Chicago.
Chicago.
That's how you say Chicago, right? People look at you, you know, you go to Florida, and that's how you say Florida, by the way.
And you say, I'm from Chicago. And they're like, nah, it's not the way you say Chicago. It's Chicago. And I'm like, it's Chicago.
Chicago.
312-981-7200. Please pick up Judy. Let's send her a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Joe, we're coming back. I know Al's hanging tight. Bill's hanging tight. And McHenry. I want to talk about that new complex. And a listener wanted to know about the West Dundee market. Can you address that after the break as well?
I know all about it.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. In the morning, don't say you
love me, 'cause I'll only kick you. Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's my anniversary coming up. My wife Elise is on the line. It's been really a great run. Thing. She's the love of my life.
A great run.
It's been a great 19 years, right? 19? Yeah, 19. 2000.
2001.
All right. I got May 5, right?
You
right.
did.
All right. I got a special treat for you, sweetheart, because I love you so much. Right? It's her favorite song.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I lose control of the power. It's multiplying, it's electrifying.
So,
is
it really your favorite song?
Elise, is that your favorite song?
Well, it really isn't. You're the one
that I want. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Listen, I apologize to all the dogs out there that are under the bed, you know, with that high pitch, Tom. You know, I know you're a dog guy. So I apologize for all the dogs that are grabbing their ears right now. 312-981-7200. We're going to talk with Jill about how she helped a renter buy a home, but our friend Al's been hanging out for 25 minutes here. So, Al, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I'd like to look into equity loan.
Yes.
I got a 9.5 year, a little under 9.5 year to pay off my home. I was wondering if it's really worth getting an equity loan. Right now, my interest rate is 3.375.
Okay, how much do you owe on your house, Al?
I owe about $85,000.
35 G's?
No, 85.
85 grand. How much money do you have in the bank, checking and savings?
Oh, about 350,000.
350 G's. That's earning you nothing right now, right? Less than 0.5% in your checking?
You can say that.
Well, okay, because it's true. Okay, how much is your home worth?
A little over $500,000.
All right, so you got 550, 85 on a 550, and what's your principal and interest payment?
It's 900.
So you're paying $900 for principal and interest, right? That's what you just said?
Right.
All right. So if you took 80, if you went into a home equity line of credit, as large as they'll give you, and let's just keep it simple and just say 200 grand, right? You know, they'll go to 80% most banks. I could hook you up with it, you know, make an introduction. Mm-hmm. You can take out a $400,000 line of credit if you qualify for it. You got 350 G's in the bank earning you less than 0.5%, which is earning you nothing, right?
Right.
And it's costing you $900 a month to pay your mortgage. So if,
right.
if you take out a line of credit and you paid off your mortgage, you took 85 grand that's earning you nothing, and you pay off $85,000 mortgage that's costing you 900, right? You're up $1,000, over $1,000 a year. Which to me is a better return than keeping the 85 G's in the bank account earning you nothing, because you're not earning over $1,000, a little over a G note a year, having that 85 grand sitting in your checking account, and you have access to that with the home equity line of credit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and I'm going to help you secure a line of credit off the air, because we're running out of time, and I want to get over to Jill to talk about how she was able to help one of our listeners rent and own. But that's what we do, Joe. A lot of times we can't help our listeners personally, and we help them by giving them the advice, Joe. We've been doing this a long time. You've been with me 5 years now.
And how has it been working out?
It's working out pretty good.
Okay, good.
Is the honeymoon over?
No.
It's never over, Tom. It's never over.
We don't
Tom,
even got the 7 year itch.
It's not even, I mean, we're still on probation, Tom. I mean, let's
there you
face
go.
Every Saturday is a probationary period, because the following Saturday, we might not be here. 312-981-7200. So we got to make sure we're giving it and bringing it every Saturday. Jill, let's talk about our listener who was renting, wanted to get out of renting,
real estate market's blazing hot. Her job is solid. She has a solid job. Didn't lose any money. Didn't lose any hours. Didn't lose any income, thank God, over the past year. Not a lot of our listeners can say that. But this listener, thank God, she wanted to experience home ownership. She got tired of renting. She wasn't happy with her neighbors. She wasn't happy with the management company. There's 4,000 other reasons why people move out. The property's not being maintained. Things are breaking, this, that, and the other thing. And this lady, this listener, just wanted to own a house. Can you walk us through how you were able to help this listener accomplish her dream, her goal of home ownership?
Sure. Well, she was actually a first-time buyer and a nurse, and she didn't think she really would be able to qualify. She wasn't really sure. She's pretty young, but really responsible girl. She's been saving every penny since she became a professional nurse, and she her parent actually called in to you to see if you could help, and you could. So the market right now is absolutely crazy, and it's definitely what you would call a seller's market. So it's a little daunting. It's a lot daunting if you're a buyer, and especially if you're a first-time buyer, it might be overwhelming because of the situation of the market. It's the seller's market is just absolutely nuts. I've never seen it like this. Even the most random basic homes are getting dozens upon dozens of offers. So it's definitely overwhelming for a first-time buyer who wasn't really even sure she could do it and was kind of didn't like where she was renting. There was leaks in the ceiling. It was far from her job. But it was a smart thing to do. Why throw money away? It's historic lows for interest rates. So once she found out she could buy, that's what we did. We jumped on it. We got her into a nice townhouse 5 minutes from her job. And it completely, it was a little bit of a struggle just to try to score that townhouse for her because it's literally like it's like Black Friday out there. A house goes on the market and there's 30 people waiting for it before it even goes live. So you really have to know and work with an agent that can navigate you through that and fight for you. And having a strong loan, you did her loan for her, and that really pushes people to the top of the heap. When sellers are comparing offers, if you have a solid loan and a reputable company backing you, then you have a better chance of landing that house.
We got a minute before the break. What's this Arrowhood Cernan Farms complex? I'm sure I've
said that again.
No, I'm not saying that again. That she bought in because it had to do with organic homes and all that. Can you quickly tell us about that project?
Yes. So with this crazy market and resale being what it is, it's driven a lot of people into other options. I hate to see people go out there and have to compromise or have to lose out on homes. So custom build and semi-custom build is something that's really starting to take off. And it's actually a lot more affordable than people think. You can pretty much build for the same price as what you would be buying a resale house for.
And get what you want where you want it.
Exactly. You custom build it. It's energy efficient. It's the way you want it. You're not compromising on anything. So one of the new communities I'm working with is really unique. It's in Hampshire. It's about 5 minutes off of 90, off of 47 near Huntley. It's called Sarasun Farms. And we're just opening up next month. We're going to be having a huge buyer's weekend, open house, Saturday and Sunday, April 10th and 11th.
Balloons. Snacks. All right, I'm there.
You're all invited.
You don't even know where it is.
You put balloons and snacks there, I'm there. And Joe Brand will show up, too. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Keep sending those pictures in.
We are bound by all the rest. Like the same
back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Top of the hour, we are spotlighting the Niles Police Department and Chief Joe Romano. Deputy Chief Joe Romano. I didn't want to knock the Chief Luis Teguera off.
Don't cause trouble.
I'm not causing trouble. I actually was arrested in high school and spent some time in the Niles Police Department. We'll talk about that
another
when,
day.
When Deputy Chief Joe Roman, who I graduated high school with, May 1984, comes on in about an hour to talk about that. Not about me getting arrested. Joe, I think, was at the party that I was arrested for. West Dundee Market. Let's change subjects quickly because I think my kids are listening. Michelle in West on Facebook. And thank you to all of our Facebook participants. We have Donna, Nancy, Tony, Shelley, and Michelle. Michelle sent this little nugget in for you, Jill. What's going on in the West Dundee Market? And I know there's somebody in the studio by the that rhymes with Pete Marrera, who lives in West Dundee, is very interested in this comment and this little dissertation on West Dundee because he lives in West Dundee and he likes to know about the market as well. So what's going on? Michelle on Facebook, WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago, would like to know what's going on in West Dundee Market.
Well, West Dundee is kind of like a microcosm for what's going on in all of the suburbs. And it's a smaller suburb. If anyone's not familiar with it, it's right off of the river. And it's just west of 90 off of like 3172. And it's a great town. It had a downtown revamp about 10 years ago that made it go from one kind of a town to a totally different environment. So it's very cultural. It's very family center, lots to do. And it's a really popular place to live right now. Schools are great. And like I said, it's kind of small. So it's not a huge town. And there's not the houses that go on the market are gone instantaneously. Right now, there's only 5 houses on the market in West Dundee entire town.
Would the value of homes increase or decrease after Pete puts his house on the market? No pressure.
Pete will raise the value for everybody.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, we say hashtag do Dundee. If you're on Facebook and you need to know a little bit more about Dundee,
hashtag do Dundee.
If you're a seller in Dundee, your house will sell in about a minute. I'll tell you that much. But. Okay.
Yeah, there was a house right in my neighborhood, went up, and 24 hours, it's pending. It's going to be gone.
They took $50,000 less just to get away from you. Just thought I'd throw that out
there. No, I don't believe that. Pete, do you like Emmett's?
Yeah, love them. Love them all. Emmett's, there's all sorts.
How long have you been in West Dundee?
About 10 years now.
10 years.
So I've seen the revamp. Yeah. We walked in there when it was kind of, and now and all of a sudden it popped.
How many kids?
It's kind of like a downtown St. Charles in Geneva now.
You have 4 kids?
4 kids. It's an awesome, awesome community.
Within
the
schools?
It's got the whole hometown vibe. Cool. But it's beautiful.
We have farmers markets on the weekend. There's a whole Main Street happening, parades. There's a parade today.
Beautiful river, Fox River.
Yeah. It's a cool place to live.
You happy with the schools?
Yeah. Everything's great out there, man.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's a testament to West Dundee. And you are a realtor and sell and move property in West Dundee?
That I do. Right. And sales are up by about 15%. There's a lack of inventory, though.
Pete, good time to sell, buddy.
Yep.
You don't know you got to have a place to go.
Jill, sell Pete's house. Sell Pete's house before he gets home.
I've got your car right here.
Yes.
It's going down.
I'll sell it before we leave the studio.
Yeah, just call Pete's wife. He doesn't know. He's just
going to That's what he told me already. He said it's all...
It's facts.
Yeah.
Come on. Joe's got no say in his home.
Wife's in charge.
It's Judy Hogle.
Cool, you know,
Judy Hogle Estates.
That's fine. You could sell Judy's house, too.
312-981-7200. Tom Janke.
Yes.
Shelley on Facebook would like to know if you make garage doors as well, because we all know that you have a door manufacturing facility with inside.
Wait, David, Tommy's going to tell you about, I used to manufacture doors.
No,
I had a garage door making business at one time. Matter of fact, David, I had a boat business. I used to make boats and bathtubs.
Okay, you ready, Tom? So Tom.
Lord.
Joe Hogle,
to answer
Tom
the garage door question, is we don't actually manufacture doors. We're purchasing these. But when it comes down to garage doors, no. We do not manufacture or carry any composite garage doors. I do believe there's a garage door company called Clopay, which is one of the bigger door manufacturers out there. I think Clopay is making a composite door. But I would definitely check. There's a multitude of garage doors. door manufacturers out there, call one of the good reputable door dealers in your area and ask about composite, because it's by far, in my opinion, it is a far superior product to fiberglass.
Do you think those products, you will get into selling garage doors, or that's just a whole other line that you don't want to get
into?
It's a whole different line. It's kind of like people want us to, you know, are we in the roofing business, you know, selling roofing supplies? Now, garage doors is something that is really purchased as an installed product.
Sure.
Now, you know, you had sponsors here before that, or I don't know if
garage
they're still
Garage Door Group. Yeah.
Garage Door Group. You know, go to the professional garage door guys and they'll handle that. Front doors is something that's really separate. And if you look at some of these, you know, other marketing companies that that sell windows and doors, very few, none of them that I know of also do garage doors. That's a very different segment.
But you did make, you had a company making garage doors at one time.
Actually, back in the early 90s, we owned a company called Composite Door Industries, and we actually made the first composite fiberglass doors. I still have them on my house.
Don't ask him about bathtubs. Okay,
he made bathtubs too.
Don't ask him, because that's another show altogether. 10:13 today, Joe, from 269. I have a 19, a farmhouse built in 1903 with cathedral ceilings in my three bedrooms.
Wow.
Is there an easy way to insulate the ceilings without tearing them down?
An easy way is the trick part of that question. Right. Yes, you can insulate them. You can spot check them and then blow an installation.
We got to drill holes and then spray foam. Okay. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. 224, I have an aluminum-sided ranch house, vinyl 2-car garage, and vinyl 4-car size building with gutters on garage in the house. All buildings and gutters are white and very dirty with black specks, especially on the gutters. Explain cleaning process, products, and to-dos and don'ts. I'm especially concerned about the overlap areas of the siding because I understand it's problematic to get water behind the siding. Does MegaPro do this type of work? Do they come to Wadsworth? And what might be the price range to handle all this? Nancy, she put her name on the text.
Nancy, so we would power wash it. We would use a cleaner. I don't know what the exact cleaner is. We would power wash it. We could get that done for you. Yes, we come to Wadsworth. Depending on the size of the house and the height of the house, $500 to $600.
630. Just had a whole house generator installed. I have a battery backup sump pump. Would that work? Should my sump pump die? Would the battery backup sump pump work?
Oh, if that sump pump dies, you have a whole nother sump pump. Yes.
Right. If it's tied to the backup generator, right? No, because a backup sump pump's got its own power, right?
Right.
Typically. Right, Tommy?
Yeah, but I mean, the question that she put was, if my sump pump goes out, meaning the sump pump went bad, there's nothing, there's no power that's going to turn it back on. You got to replace the pump itself. The way that she phrased it sounded like if my pump went bad.
Right. But if you have a backup sump pump and your first sump pump went down,
there's no reason that your second one should
be running. Backup
but
battery.
She mentions a generator.
Right. Just had a whole house generator installed.
So here, to Tommy's point.
Yeah,
10
seconds.
So I'm not going to use it now.
All right, go. Actually, we'll go a little longer. Actually, just turn the music on.
All right, perfect. So, but if the generator goes on, your whole house generator goes on, that means your main power has shut down. If that sump pump is hooked up to that generator, which it should be, then yes, it would.
But here's the thing. She's also got a battery backup. So it's going to go on if the power goes out.
Correct.
That's the whole reason for it.
For the battery backup.
Right. So, and I understand the whole house generator. You just have to make sure, because a whole house generator doesn't necessarily power every outlet.
Yes,
it might just go to a kitchen and a bathroom.
Right.
And
said it better.
It keeps the freezers going, right?
Correct.
It keeps your
perishables.
Right. And it keeps the electric on.
And you want your master bedroom TV on. I just figured that out.
All right, hit the music. 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got more texts coming up on the MegaPros call, text, and photo lines. I love this one from the 773. You said rates were up, but here's an ad online for 2% for 15 years. What's the catch?
Yeah, $8,000.
Read the fine print.
Yeah. What is a 15-year rate right now?
It's in the mid to high twos. It's not 2% anymore. Listen, these online quotes are crap, and we'll talk about it after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Right out of here without a single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mike Nelson is still here, and you made a comment, Mike, during the break about the cost of pizzas, and you get what you pay for.
People always say, you know, oh, your pizza's so expensive. Well, we use the best and finest ingredients around, and I tell them, look, you can buy a cheaper pizza, but then you got to eat, so.
That's awesome.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All of Dean Martin's relatives are, like, crying right now because I did that. 312-981-7200 312-981-7200. So here, you see an online ad for a 2% 15-year fixed mortgage. Click on the ad. You're going to be on somebody's Facebook thing now, or they're going to capture email. You're going to be on a continual email bombardment, because all that is a data collection device to get you to click on it. Why? Because I know. Because I click on it. When I see ridiculous things on the internet, and I click on it, and then I ask the questions as a professional mortgage originator for 20-plus years that knows what's going on, that's like saying gasoline right now is going for $1.50 a gallon. When it's pretty much at $3, you know, all over the burbs. So if you pull into a gas station and you see $1.50 a gallon, all right, you're not getting $1.50, you know, you're not getting a full gallon of gas. I don't know what the other half a gallon is, but, you know, you're going to get a half a gallon of gas, and they're going to give you a half a gallon of something else because it's not the market right now. A month ago, month and a half ago, 2 months ago, you could have gotten a 2% loan. And what they're doing now is, the scumbags out there, is that they're selling the rate. And like Tommy said, they're going to drill you with $10,000 to $15,000 in discount points. And you're going to buy that rate down. It's going to cost you $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. I've got a quote from a company that rhymes with Mr. Cooper. Okay, it funny thing is, it is Mr. Cooper. Quoted one of my clients like $15,000, $19,000 in discount points. I'm like, why the hell would you do that? They're like, well, you know, it's a super low rate. I'm like, fine, you want to do something that ridiculous and blow your foot off? Here's what I would quote you. It was like $7,000, right, instead of $15,000. I'm like, why would you want to spend all that money, invest all that money to get that rate? And then I ran the numbers for him. And then he kept sending me offers, you know, from other lenders. And then after a point, I'm like, listen, market's up. I got your rate locked. Okay, the market's already up a quarter to 3/8 of a point. You're not on solid ground here, right? You're skating on thin ice. These people, these lenders can't get you what they're offering. So I need an answer, because you can't keep sending me these loan estimate for you know from other companies that are garbage, and I'm not going to continue to look at it and tell you they're garbage. Pick a horse and let's go. Right? I mean, hours and hours of answering.
But I wouldn't go with anybody that named their company Mr. Cooper.
Well, it's a big company out there.
I don't care.
Well, listen, you've got Mr. Cooper, and then you got the rocket-loving lender out there that loves jamming it to people with closing costs.
Tommy, would you name any of your companies Mr. Cooper?
Maybe one.
Okay.
The bath lining company.
The bath
312-981.
That's Cooper, not Cooper.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Linda, you got a question about hardwood floors. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hello. I just looked at a condo, which I love, yesterday, and there's two huge cracks in the floor underneath the carpet, and it actually, the concrete has upheaved. So I was wondering, is the association responsible for that, fixing that? Because that seems to me structural, or is that... is that my responsibility when I buy it?
Joe?
Well,
it's outside the house, right?
Is it outside the house or in your unit?
It's in the unit.
Mm. Joe?
It's hard to say, because it would really depend on the age and the HOA and the, you know, the specific association. Usually everything inside kind of falls on the homeowner But if it's outside, it's most likely the HOA in a condo situation. But it's case by case.
Joe?
So chances are that cracking that you're seeing is just that leveling. It's not structural.
But who's responsible?
So what would that be? What would the cost of that? Who does that? Who fixes that? And what is that cost? Basically,
Liz in Harwood Heights wants answers, and she wants answers now.
So, I'll tell you what, it sounds like you can get them. You go to that building management and you find out exactly what it is and why.
What's causing the crack?
And then is there also a way, too, that you can go and figure out how much it's going to be, and you can use that as a negotiating to put that in your closing and say, absolutely, hey, I need a $4,000 or $6,000 credit to fix this.
All I'm saying
fix it before I buy it.
All right. I'm saying is I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's just that skim coat that's cracking.
How's that, Linda?
Okay.
I would go.
Can I have one more question? Okay, so I have a cement block house, and I love it. What happened is they put Z-Brick, you know, where they like glued it on the front or mortared on the front. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened is our huge picture window got hit by a huge bird. The inside, it's double pane, so the inside cracked and the outside did not.
Damn.
So we weren't in a hurry to replace it because we were not getting any cold air or anything because it happened in the winter. But underneath now, I noticed that Z-Brick is coming off underneath where the crack is. So did I make a mistake by not fixing it? And is that going to be a structural problem? Because that is an outside wall, and the Z-Brick is coming off. So I know something had to happen to the wall, maybe with condensation or something.
Joe, you got 30 seconds before we hit news.
Linda, chances are you're getting water behind that Z-Brick and it's popping it off. So in answer to your question, yeah, you should have taken care of it. Maybe just that section could be cut out and refastened.
All right.
Okay,
so,
and so who does that?
Joe, you do that, or you want to send a permit?
Sure. No,
yeah, no. Joe will handle it there, Linda. So we're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. Joe or one of his mega pros will call you during the break or after the show.
You really rushed me through that.
I know you did. Well, I got the mute at the top of the hour.
Joe, I was Brand, trying to find out how the bird was.
Joe Brand is getting ready for sports, and I'm getting the stink eye. Like, get off the
it
air.
It sounded
let's
like
go.
It was a turkey.
All right, we got
to itching to get there. Let's go.
I know. Joe's like, come on, get off the air. Shut up, we're in.
I hear about the turkey to hit the window.
I know you do. We got Chasers Bar window, and Grill Sandwiches, Niles Police Department, Spotlight, Joe Brand Sports, 312-981-7200, some MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGM.
Is the music to the story in your eyes? It's been shining down upon me now.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Builder's Supply Outlet, JC Restoration, and Baird & Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Honor St. Patty's Day. The river's green.
It kind of sounds cool.
Yeah. I requested It's Raining Men.
Of course you did.
And they couldn't find it.
On bagpipe music?
Yeah, why not? Actually,
do you request that like when you go out to bars or a wedding or anything?
All the time.
It's not going to look good like if you keep doing it.
The jukebox.
We got a comment?
I'm just saying.
You got something to say?
It could be a bad habit.
Just say it.
It could be a bad habit.
It's raining.
Come on now.
It's great. It's one of the greatest songs ever. You know it is. That's the short version. Here's the long version. Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Keep your day job.
Hallelujah.
He's starting to sing.
312-981-7200. Actually, there is a Commander Stubler of the Naperville Police Department that is a bagpipe specialist with the Chicago Police Department, and he likes to post himself playing. He's a police officer in Naperville. Actually, he's a commander in Naperville. He made that mistake once before. That was corrected by the chief in Naperville. And so he protects while you're golfing, Tom. He's out there protecting the streets in Naperville. And he's part of the Chicago Police Force Bagpipe Brigade that they have. And he said, hey,
you know, he likes posting. I'm like, I like to request it's raining men. And he's like, well, will you have us on your show? I'm like, damn straight. When the COVID thing lifts, I want the Chicago Police Department Bagpipe Brigade in our showroom studio next door playing the training men, Mr. Smart Guy. So, yes, they're practicing right now.
Wow.
There you go. You don't believe it.
No, I don't.
Okay, have I ever lied to you?
Do you know what? He's going to be sick that day when they come in.
He's 312-981-7200. Out to Niles with my good friend and Deputy Chief Joe Romano. How are you, Joe?
Good, David. How are you?
Good, buddy. We graduated high school together.
We did.
Right at the same time?
Yes, at the same time. 1984. Right. It was a good year, right, Joe?
Yes, it was. And bringing up the 80s, I can't believe you had me follow the weather girls at training men.
Well,
that's what I was trying to explain to him.
Officer, will you admit that that's one of the greatest songs ever?
No comment.
So,
hey, David, thank you for the invitation to come on your show.
No problem.
For acknowledging all the first responders. I heard this is what you're doing. I think it's a great idea. And in addition, thanks for providing lunch and dinner for all the members of the police department as well.
No problem. No problem. So here, spotlight's on our friends, the police force in Niles. Police Chief Luis DeGuerra, Deputy Chief Joseph Romano is on the phone with us right now. Joe and I went to high school together. Joe Penns, Nicholas Zakula, as well as 108 police officers and 26 civilian support staff of the Niles Police Department. And I asked Joe where he wanted lunch from, and he chose Chaser's Bar and Grill in Niles, which is right. It's just, you know where it is, Joe? It's east.
Milwaukee and Ballard.
It's east of Gemini Junior High School.
Great sandwich.
Where I went to junior high school, and it's a great sandwich. So the special shout out to the fine people at Chaser's Bar and Grill right there at Ballard and Milwaukee in Niles. So, Joe, what changes have you guys on the police force for the men and women that you protect all the businesses and homeowners in Niles? What type of changes did the force have to go through during the past year with the COVID crisis that we all faced?
Well, first and foremost, as a department, we took the pandemic very seriously. While people were shutting down their businesses and schools and being told to shelter in place, we were faced with the challenge of how we're going to move forward. So we provided training, guidance on how to use PPE and the current CDC guidelines that were in place. We took temperature checks of each other, but because of the changes and all the restrictions, some of the personnel was able to work at home. We set up part of the administration and the detectives to work from home whenever possible. We changed our way of handling calls for service. We did whatever we could on the internet or over the phone as far as taking police reports. And our community-oriented policing as well was very limited. We had to increase our social media platform.
And the recognition that the residents and the businesses and the spotlight's given you right now, with the men and women that are out there protecting us every day, how important is it to get this type of recognition for not only the commanders, but for also all of the on-the-street men and women that patrol the areas and all the civilian support staff?
Well, first of all, before any of the brass should get any recognition, the men and women that are out on the front lines, I mean, my hat goes off to them for all the hard work that they do and coming in contact with everything they see on a daily basis. We're getting a lot of negative press these days in law enforcement, and for the people like you and your show and other people that to rally around and give us acknowledgement for what we do makes it that much easier to move forward.
And Joe would like a picture of my mugshot when I was 17 years old. I had a party, pre-risky business.
That.
Well, hold on. It was pre-risky business.
You're saying I want that?
Well, you know, you asked for proof. It's been expunged. It cost me $500. All the profits I made from the party. We had kegs and beer can in garbage cans in the basement. I had football players at the front door charging $5 a head. I was an entrepreneur back then, and they wouldn't leave. So I had to call the... I figured you'd call the cops.
And yourself.
On myself. It wasn't the smartest thing.
Brilliant.
It wasn't the smartest.
And you did graduate high school?
Joe and I graduated Maine East High School.
Yeah.
Joe became a police officer. We're still trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. And so, Joe, at shift time, what happens is
I lived in unincorporated Des Plaines, so here come the Cook County cops. And then they called backup because there's a bunch of idiot high school kids on my front lawn that wouldn't leave. I kept saying, please leave, right? I got $1,000. I made $1,000. Everybody had a good time. Get the hell off my lawn, right? A la Clint Eastwood. So they called the Niles for backup. So Niles comes, and then a Niles police officer comes up and God's on his troop. He goes, all right, kid, send somebody down the end of the block to pick up the beer cans. I'm like, no problem, officer. I'll go get it. He's like, no, Sparty, you're coming with us. Send a buddy. Puts me in cuffs. Puts me,
no, Sparty.
Puts me in the back of the police
car. I'm glad that you're finally admitting after all these years that you called the cops on yourself.
I called the cops. I'm a knucklehead. They put me at the Niles Police Department when it was just built. Very nice facility, by the way. And, yeah, so I know the Niles Police Department.
Do you look good in orange?
I look horrible. I was in a Hawaiian shirt and terry cloth shorts. I looked really hot back then.
And you changed into an orange jumpsuit.
No, I got
slippers.
I got out. I had thank you, Mr. Fishman. Brian Fishman's dad lived around the corner. His mom's banging. He's such a good boy. Let him out. I'm like, what's going on? All my profits gone. So there. Thanks, Niles Police Department. There, Joe.
Well, you did miss court, David, so there is a warrant out for you. So
I'll pick you up on the way home.
I'll be dodging Niles for the next 10 years. All right, Joe, you're awesome, buddy. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you to the chief and all the administrators, the deputy chiefs, the men and women, the 108 out on the street every day, and the 26 civilians out there. Hope you enjoyed lunch and dinner, and thanks again for all you do, bud.
Thank you. And if I could just quickly thank Helen and Pete and the rest of the Delamangus family at Chasers. They have continued support of the police department and the community, and for everyone who's donated food, PPE equipment, and cleaning supplies to the police department this past year as well. Thank you again for inviting me on your show, Dave. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you later, brother. 312-981-7200. Joe's one of the best. He's awesome. He was great in high school. He hasn't changed, and I'm sure he's a great deputy commander of the Niles Police Department. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. MegaPro's call, text, and photo lines are open. We're going to just follow. Joe, you all right?
No, I swallowed my tongue.
Yeah, it sounded really good on the radio.
I know, I'm sorry.
Did you get that on Facebook?
I was trying to reach that.
Can we make a continual loop
of
that?
It was actually my tongue.
Well, I understand. Roy falling off
I've
and almost.
I started falling asleep here.
I understand. That's good. And then you swallowed your tongue. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
She's got to be somebody's baby. She's so fine. She's
Home sweet home Chicago.
Jim in Orland Park, how are you?
I'm a long time listener.
How old are you, Jim?
I'm 68.
Have you applied for your senior tax exemption and freeze and all that stuff?
I can't get a freeze. I make $1,000 too much.
All right. Well, that sucks. Is that combined income or is that for single individual? Is that housing income?
That's combined. That's the housing.
Well, have, bring out another wife and knock it down. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Have more kids, right?
Wow.
I'm glad I was able to make him happy, right?
I think you need to stick to giving financial advice. Not this family planning stuff. Probably not your forte. 67. Have more kids. Yeah.
Have more kids.
There's exemptions.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You can have fun trying. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 708, what's the name of the company that provides the in-home health care? The name is inhomecaregivers.net. InHomeCaregivers.net. We're going out to Crystal Lake. Kurt, thanks for hanging on, buddy.
Hi, thanks. Got a question. Myself and a couple of family members own a couple of condos in a building in Schaumburg.
Yep.
And they have just recently decided to do a special assessment. And we talked about possibly selling one of the two. Who's responsible? I mean, when you sell it, are you responsible for all that? Can you negotiate and split that since you're not going to be enjoying the benefits of the special assessment? Or how does that all work?
Joe, special assessments, in one word, suck.
Yeah.
Suck, yeah.
I'll give you a perfect example. Invested in a building in Phoenix. Horrible builder, horrible contractor, put a pool on top of the parking garage because you need a pool in Phoenix. It's 118 in the shade in the summertime. After they built it, the pool started leaking. Guess what? Pool needed to be rebuilt.
guess who paid for it again?
Ouch.
Residents.
Special assessment of like $45,000 per unit. And wow. Yeah, so it was a major rebuild. They had to pull the whole thing out, put it back in. But, you know, what do I know about building a pool in a condo? But whatever it did, cost a ton of money. And I'm still paying it off over the, like, three-year period of time. He either wrote a check for 45 G's, which I wasn't going to do, or the condo association was going to take out a loan to pay for the contractors and then charge the VIG to the condo owners. So that's an official word, special assessments suck. But go ahead with this gentleman's question.
Well, they do suck, and they can go on forever, too. You can find it when you...
15 years in this case.
Exactly. I know some communities that they're going on 25 years of special assessments.
Wow.
As far as I know, it gets transferred on to the next owner.
Well, unless if the next owner doesn't want to absorb it.
Right.
Here, I've got condo buildings downtown. Had to replace the entire facial portion of the building, including the patios, the concrete patios, because, Joe, over the years, like you said, water got behind the patios, and the patios started deteriorating. Deteriorating? Yeah, that's a word. And, you know, pieces of concrete started falling off, so they had to shut down everybody's patio, and they had to rebuild everything. And somebody wanted to sell into that. It was like $50,000, $60,000. So they had to give them $50,000, $60,000 out of the proceeds after they sold to put it into the to pay the condominium association. Here's our portion of that chunk of money because it happened while they owned the condo. And good luck trying to sell into that if you know sell into that because the buyer's not going to want to take
but
it.
Here,
on.
Get back to Kurt's question. So Kurt's saying, "Yeah,
why?"
See, Kurt, Dave just forgot that you were on the line.
No. Yeah. I'm having a great conversation.
Another question too, so.
By yourself, though, David.
I know. I got a great conversation with myself here. Go ahead, Kurt.
No, but the question is who's going to carry that, right?
Well, who's going to carry it? It's got to be the seller's got to be responsible for carrying
Let
it.
Let him ask the whole question.
Go ahead, Kurt.
But, I mean, you helped me out a few years ago, found a realtor when my aunt passed away and sold a condo in Oak Park. And they had a special assessment. It was much less than this one, but, you know, because they had to rebuild all the balcony railings and stuff. And I ended up splitting that with the buyer.
Okay.
The new buyer. And I don't know if that's doable or you just say, okay, well, you take, you know, $20,000 less for the special assessment and then go from there.
Joe?
Well, right now, anything is possible because,
such a hot market.
It is. And, I mean, buyers are willing to do just about anything to get into a house. Mm-hmm. So this is the right time to sell that off. It's the best time to sell that. And it can be passed on to the buyer for sure.
If the buyer's willing to pay for it.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go.
And your chances of them being willing to pay for it are best now than they would be, in the future.
Okay, question two. We do have a second unit in that building, so of course we got double the special assessment. But
it's called a double suck.
Yeah, really.
If we want to refinance, I mean, how much equity do you have to refinance that one?
80%. But wait, hold on. It's a non-owner occupied property.
Correct.
You're probably, it's most like 70% on a cash out on a non-owner occupied property. It's 75 on a second home, but non-owner occupied, 70%.
Okay, so that'll work. So, because we own a little more than that on it. All right. So then we should, of course, then just call you and arrange all that.
Yes, sir.
Actually, you just actually helped me out with a home equity. Got me in contact with a guy because I got a little tired of a bank. His initial start was C and an I. And
rhymes with city?
Yeah, exactly. So I've got really, really tired of that. You put me in touch just recently with a guy that's helped me out considerably. So,
good.
So I thought I'd call again.
Well, thank you for calling. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy.
You're good at that mortgage stuff.
Yeah, I do 20 and a half years. I think you'd be good at something after that.
10,000 hours.
Marcia, how are you?
Fine. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Thank you for calling from Streamwood. How can we help you? I have an aunt question, it says.
Thank you for taking the call. We have a walk-up rental unit that is a condo that has ants coming in for the last year or more through the floor register. It's a forced air unit, and about 30, 40 feet from the furnace. The pest control folks we've been using have not been successful. They were successful in getting rid of the carpenter ants, but not these little slab ants. They suspect that there's a crack or opening in the vent underneath the floor, the slab. What do you recommend, maybe, how do you recommend resolving that, Joe? A possible crack?
So, Marcia, what I've learned from Rose Pest Solution is usually when it's ants, it has something to do with moisture. So we refer Rose, we refer them 100 times a year. And they have never let us down. And it actually, what you're saying is what most pest people do, is they could just kill it. But Rose really goes out of their way to locate the problem.
Right. The nest is what...
Exactly.
What yeah, there's
so
a nest.
They're exterminators. They're not, for instance, they wouldn't be looking at the integrity of the vent.
No. Like I say... chances are there's some kind of moisture in that vent. And I'm not a bug guy, but that's what I've learned from Rose.
Right, and they will find the nest where it is, and they will kill the source of it. It's 1-800-GOT-PESTS, 1-800-468-7370.
I could get you right to
7370,
like
and we'll have 7378, and we'll have Janelle give you a call after the show,
yeah,
after we send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and that music means we have to hit a break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. The phone, the text, the picture line is sponsored by MegaPros, and that number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to be right back.
Deep inside us now, it's still the same, and the sound we make together.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information. Three texts came in, Jill. When do you think this real estate market will cool down, and are we heading towards a bubble? Your opinion.
I think that it's totally impossible to predict when it's going to end, right? But or what's going to happen next, because we didn't anticipate this happening or last year happening.
Right.
But I do think that the lack of inventory, otherwise known as houses, is going to go up. As buyers became more aware that interest rates were low and got into the housing market, sellers now are hearing the same thing, that it's an awesome time to sell. So I think there's going to be an influx of homes hitting the market because it's a great time to cash out, especially if you're in Illinois. So I think there are going to be more homes on the market and more buyers. So it should be pretty robust for the rest of this year.
Tom?
Well, I've just heard from several realtors that they're saying that people are moving out of the city and going to the burbs.
They're
the ones that are gobbling up all the inventory out there.
And that's why rents downtown are down 25 to 30%, 40% in some areas. So there is a give and a take, a yin and a yang, that more people are now, more of our listeners are now working from home.
Yep.
And the thing that we learned during this pandemic over the past 12 months is that we don't need to come downtown, and companies don't need gigantic, large office spaces downtown, and that their workers can save a lot of money, and the companies can save a lot of money. Not only the workers in travel and time and quality of life can do the same job in their spare bedroom or in their converted garage or in their new... Joe's built a ton of add-on spaces for...
add-on spaces and converting garages.
Converting
garages.
And extending garages to make a work area so they don't lose any cars. I mean, that's been a huge part of your business this year.
It has. And even Stephen Leahy relocated.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense to have this high-profile Michigan Avenue stuff.
Well, the one thing you can really tell is look at traffic patterns in the past year.
Sure.
Remember, you used to have backup traffic on I-88 as I would head west. I haven't hit traffic in a year.
Well, everybody's scared to drive around you. I think that's got a lot
around
to do
Tommy.
With it. Yeah, around
that's
Tommy.
What I'm saying.
Well,
is somebody, right. You backed into somebody or something?
No. I usually drive off the road and, you know, go on to the side.
Yeah, people stay out of your
way. And then it's amazing when those police cars chase you, people get out of the way.
And it's crazy. You know, those Amber alerts when there's a kid.
But it's Tommy alert.
It's now a Tommy. It's a janky alert. 5 miles east of the Oak Brook Shopping Center alert.
And he's heading west. Watch it.
He's heading west. Everybody get off and have a coffee. 312-981-7200. Here, you know, the answer to that question is, and I think the proper one is, if rates continue to rise, and what's happened is, it's an emotional, psychological event that's happening. Mm-hmm. So for all of the buyers that wanted to buy last month when they could get a 30-year fix at 2.625, you're not getting a 30-year fix today that's starting with the 2. It's just a matter of fact. You're out of the 2s, clearly out of the 2s, unless you're going to pay discount points. So without paying discount points, you're securely in the 3s. And that's really freaked out a lot of people. And we did an exercise here last week when Amy was in on a $250,000 mortgage at 2.75 and 3.5 because it was up three quarters of a point. And it impacted $22,000 worth of borrowing power of that buyer. So that borrower who's trying to squeeze into that house because of the lower rates, you know, they already got axle grease on their hips already trying to get in a skinny pair of jeans to get into that house. That 3/4 point jump has now pushed them down from the 315, 320 into the 280s and 290s. It's simple math. So as the rates continue to go up and there's no sight, you know, I think this is a pattern because whenever they go up like they are over the past 20 years that I've been doing this, and whenever they go down like they had been doing over the past previous 12 months, like they had after COVID hit, it's a pattern. Okay, and we were at the bottom of the bottom at the beginning of the year, and now we're slowly going up. And when this event happens, it typically continues incrementally, an eighth of a point here, a quarter of a point there, 3/8 of a point here. One day, listen, you could call a lender up at 10 in the morning and get quoted one rate, and then call them back at 3:30 or 3:34 in the afternoon, and it's a completely different rate. Most of the cases in this market, it'll be higher. So when you're on the phone, You know, this isn't like Shoparama. It's not the time and market to be playing around. You better go in and have your market set, because when you hang up that phone, that lender can't guarantee you that rate until you call back and they have to put it in and then hit submit and see what rate comes up, because it's constantly changing. You want to mention something.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My brother and I were kind of reminiscing about when my parents first moved to Naperville in 1959.
Wow.
My father had a mortgage and it was 3.5%. 3.5%. So people are, I don't understand people freaking out going, oh my God, it went from 2.8 to 3.2. It's still cheap money.
Sure.
It's incredible. 4%.
1983, we bought our first house.
Yeah.
I was at 17%.
And I agree with you.
Right.
But I'm sitting back going, okay, from 1959, think about, that was, you know, 60 mm-hmm. years ago, it was at 3.5%. Why are people freaking out that it's going to go up to 3.5%? It's still cheap money.
Because people are used to what they are used to, and they keep hearing the twos. And like I said, hit the music. Let's take a quick break here so we could have a longer stretch at the end. What's happening is you have these lenders out there that have got the mentality in the listeners' minds expecting a 2% loan, and they'll give you the 2% loan, but you're going to pay very, 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 very substantial discount points to discount that point down.
Right.
And 9.9 out of 10, when you roll those discount points in, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars. It doesn't make sense to be walking around saying, oh, look at the rate I got. Okay, your rate's a joke.
I do that. I said that about my credit score and my rate.
I know, Mr. 1500.
I walk around and say, boom, my credit score is
yeah, look at my 1500.
Boom, my rate is 2.75.
Yeah, there.
Damn.
Joe needs to get out more. 312-981-7200 from MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. My brother texted in earlier. Ronco also had the spray-on hair for the bald spot.
I don't remember that.
Oh,
I do.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely. I bought it.
Did
How
you
to work?
It?
No, I did it as a gag for a buddy of mine that was losing his hair.
So did I. And I gave it to him at the company Christmas party, and he didn't speak to me for 2 years.
Nice.
Swear to God.
I gave it to my buddy at his 30th birthday party.
Yeah, he didn't find it funny. I thought it was hysterical.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, no. That was funny.
It's like an aerosol, right?
Yeah, it's a spray can. It's a spray paint.
Just don't get wet.
No, don't get in a heated area or else you're going to be like Elvira and it's just going to drip all over you.
Or Rudy Giuliani. 312-981-7200. Gary and Elgin, how are you?
Hey, okay. How are you?
Hey, okay. I'm doing great. What's going on, Elgin?
Yeah, what I want to do is just put in a plug for John Thomas and his team. I had him out here for a major basement remodel and basically just gave him a basic concept of we want it prettier than what it looks like now. And they put in some new flooring. But the real key to the project was I went to Depot, picked out some Pacific Knotty Cedar Pine, only wanted on part of the wall. And I drew this design that was basically a herringbone design. No other directions, and the guys came out and basically custom cut all the pieces into a herringbone design through half of the walls in the basement, and it looks stunning. And Dave Ferrassi and his team put in the lighting. All of this was basically custom. Had no clue what to do. Gave them an outline and directions. And they did an awesome job.
Nice job, Joe.
Well, thank you, Gary. You said John Thomas was your
project leader, and Dave Ferrassi with Service Pro Electric, your partner there.
Yeah, you know both of those.
He did the design on the electrical, and outstanding job.
Gary, I'm so glad you're happy. Who was your crew guy? Do you know any other guy's name?
Oh, gosh.
If you mention them, they get $10.
There were some. Outstanding. John will have to give you the background on that. They custom cut each one of those cedar boards so that it would fit into the herringbone pattern because they originally were purchased and they were tongue and groove. Well, that's not going to work on a herringbone pattern going flat against the wall.
I heard about your basement, Gary.
Yeah, it's I created a 5-minute video from start to end, and it turned out pretty good.
Nice job. Well, thank you so much
for the guys.
Thanks for calling in,
Gary. We're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product to take care of that wall. That's going to be cool.
Oh, it was very cool.
That sounds like a pretty custom job.
It was. And like I say, we have heard about that job. It wasn't just one herringbone. It was repeated herringbone.
So how long does something like that take?
Longer than we thought.
And that equates to
little bit of an investment for Gary. But listen, the guy's happy, right? He told you what he wanted. You created what he wanted. He had a vision, and you guys went in there.
Just for the record, we didn't charge Gary extra for that.
Oh, okay. For the record.
For the record. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 269, what's the best thing to replace press board siding with? Greg sent in a text.
Boom. So, Tommy, now my guys are talking about smart siding. You know what it is?
You know what? I don't.
Oh, no. I was looking at you like the product expert. Smart siding is a... Do you know what?
So when you hit a button, the color changes?
Yeah.
That's all I can think of. You can do it with your eyes.
That's the best
phone.
Answer I've
you
heard
know
all
if
day.
Tommy invented it. That's
there
what it
you
would
go.
Do. It would be like different colors.
I used to make that.
Yeah, no, the problem with trying
to... You still own a company that sold it.
Everything you made was smart.
Yes, it was.
Why don't you make both?
What is
anymore?
Smart? Please tell us what smart.
Anyway,
siding is.
The problem is trying to get a smooth siding. So there is a smart siding out there right now that's smooth. That's the only thing I could think of that would even be close.
And you'll call this.
Sure.
That texted in.
Right,
the picture.
But I mean, you could install vinyl siding, but it's not going to match.
Okay, 312-981-7200. What are signs on the inside of our listeners' homes that as they're walking around that they've been living with or might just have popped up? Because of the 100-degree swings that we've seen, right? Below zero, not minus zero.
There you go.
We've gone, so sorry for all the math teachers out there. We've gone from below zero, substantially below zero, 6 feet, icicles hanging off of our homes, to all the snow's melted in basically 3 weeks.
The snow's melting, and what happens is because of that ice block, it's going to start going into the home. So you're going to notice water staining. You know, it's not mold. You're going to see some brown staining. It's just water staining on drywall. You'll also notice if you have hardwood flooring, it might be rippling or cupping in that area. So those are the key indicators that...
What's happening behind the drywall that our listeners should be aware of?
If it's going to be in the perimeter, it's going to be an exterior wall, and what's happening is the insulation is just soaking up that ice dam, that water. impact. So it's just sitting there, just like a sponge, just soaked up water.
If mold was caused due to ice damming and damage to the inside of an attic and on the outside as well, and on the inside of a home, on the roof and inside the walls, is that typically covered by insurance if it was caused by ice damming?
Potentially. They would cover for all the damages subsequent to the ice dam.
So. And remediation.
Correct.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com to get all of the contact information of everybody on the show, as well as download podcasts, as well as download videos of everything that we do. Jill, if a first-time home buyer is interested in getting a closing cost credit, is that still being offered out in the marketplace right now?
Well, sure, it is. It depends, again, and it's a case-by-case basis. I wouldn't offer or ask for that when you're writing an offer in this competitive market. You're not going to be. But if it makes sense, then
you just
yes.
had one.
Yeah, that's true.
So we have a couple. Husband got cut back from 40 hours to 20 hours. He's a credit challenge. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's a credit disaster. He's got yes. 560 credit scores. He's off. Wife got cut back from 40 hours to 30, 700 credit scores. So we dropped him, went with her. They just bought a house that was listed for 165 for mm-hmm. 150. Money's tight. And I said, hey, let's see to bounce it to 155, get a $5,000 closing cost credit. Could use all of that money, that $5,000, if it appraises.
Right.
To cover all applicable closing costs. So all that they'd have to bring in is 5%. I'm sorry, we're doing FHA loan, 3.5%. Walk in with basically $5,000 into the house because the seller's going to cover all the closing costs. So if you have a seller that gets it and yeah. realtors that get it, it's a definite opportunity.
It's a win-win-win then, because the seller is actually selling for, it looks like on paper, they're selling for more, but they're netting the same amount. So it's no loss for them. If they sell it for more and they absorb the closing costs, it's a win for the buyers.
You sell it for 150 and no closing costs, you're going to walk away with whatever the proceeds are. If you sell it for 155 with the $5,000 closing costs, you're still going to net out the same amount of money in that example.
Yes.
Nobody loses. Joe, typical time to add another garage, another car garage onto a garage, because a lot of our listeners are still staying at home, telecommuting. Is it a 2-month job? Is it a 1-month job? Is it a permitted job?
A straight frame garage, you know, vinyl siding, you could do it within 1 month.
1 month? Mm-hmm. Permits on that?
Permits, you need a full plate of survey and a permit.
So you got to go through the towns?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
All right, 312-981-7200. Tom?
Yes?
Lead time for those new doors that you were talking about earlier, the
lead time,
doors?
We're expecting them around the 1st of June, but one thing I do want to mention just real quickly is if people are thinking of doing remodeling projects, whether it's doors, kitchens, or whatever, now is really a time to think about it, because there is material shortages out there and there is price increases coming. So, and there in some materials, there's some significant price increases. So you want to beat the increases? Come on in.
But you said the cabinets are coming at the pricing on the cabinets is changing rather very.
Yes. Most of the cabinet manufacturers, if they haven't had an increase, we have some of them that are coming up in April and in May.
How do our listeners reach you, Tommy?
They can reach us at 708-343-3900, or more importantly, go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Peter, if our listeners want to reach out to you to take care of the water damming challenges,
please call 800-956-8844.
Jill, if our listeners want to reach out to you for real estate advice, how do they reach out to you?
224-772-4086 or jillvanreet.com.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement, if people want to reach you.
It's raining!
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's
sorry.
Fine. You can do that.
Just follow that song.
MegaPros.com.
And if you want to reach me, go to 56David.com or just give us a call, 855-56-DAVID. Thanks for listening, everybody. Great show today.
Thank you, David.
Callers were great. Appreciate you listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Go Blackhawks! Big game tonight. Huge fan. We'll see you next Saturday, everybody.
Back to that same old place, a sweet home, Chicago.